Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday, August 3rd. We're back with you after a nice, long, well, was it really a long weekend? No, not really.
Well, we didn't come in on Friday, so.
No, we didn't. That's true. But it actually felt short for me since I was trying to get some rest and everything. And yeah, so I didn't get to do much.
You didn't go horseback riding?
No, I knew you would ask me that. For that, you have to get up early, and I haven't been able to get up early. I've been able to go sleep early in the morning, but that's about it. So, you know, I realized, weekends are really like, just because my lack of sleep builds up and stuff, so then on the weekend, I just like to sleep, you know, not have the pressure of having to get up at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So that ruins half the day. But at any rate, it's been great weather in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, not too hot, not too cold. It's been great.
Oh, I thought it was really hot over the weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you? In Hollywood?
I was in West Hollywood.
West Hollywood was hot?
Yeah, it was really hot.
Wow. Okay. So how was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah?
It was fun.
Yeah? Did you go to the pool or anything?
No, I wish, but there was no time for that.
No pool, huh? No time. You see, that's the thing. For you, the weekend is like full of action and stuff. For me, it's just kicking back, relaxing, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I relaxed a little bit, but
yeah,
not at a pool.
Yeah, not at a pool.
No.
Yeah. Okay. How are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah?
I'm actually pretty tired, though, because of the weekend. Didn't
really
get a lot of sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing, is that you waste a lot, not waste, but spend a lot of energy over the weekend, and I try to catch up on it.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. I'm excited about the guest tomorrow. We're going to have, she's a young girl, I think about 12, 13 years old, and she's a singer. And she's been here on the station as a guest before, like last week or something. And she's really cute, and she sings amazing, you know. And also, you know, all these child, like artists and stuff are like, they're like so mature, you know, when you talk to them.
Yeah.
They talk like a grown-up.
Yeah.
You know. So that should be interesting tomorrow. You know.
Can't wait to read about her.
Yeah, I know. Shut up. They didn't send me really anything, but okay. That's an inside joke, folks. So, I watched your thank you video from the two drunk girls.
Yes,
and that was really nice of you. I think you guys were like really grateful and gracious and everything, and that was cool.
Thank you.
I mean, to show appreciation and stuff is pretty cool. So we're just looking forward to your show. You know.
Yep. Still waiting on a date.
Yeah, we have to find out about dating in LA.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Last night I drove Uber for only a couple hours, and I had these two women in the car, probably in their early 30s, and I was just like the fly on the wall listening to them. And they were talking about how, I don't know, apparently they must have been from somewhere else, because they were talking about LA men being sensitive.
Huh.
What do you think about that?
I think they are.
That's true? Is that true?
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean, them being sensitive? How does it manifest itself?
I have come across several sensitive men. I feel like it's either two types of men. Like, one that's either, like, kind of arrogant or, like, knows that he's attractive and, like, can just get any girl and, like, so he'll dismiss you easily.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the other kind that's, like, he overanalyzes things, or he might be insecure because they're are so many attractive men in LA, so it's like competition or something. So then he like reads into things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's
so
weird.
That makes them sensitive, I guess.
I guess, because I mean, I have one particular guy that like I dated last year for a little bit, and we would get in text fights or like phone fights over like misunderstanding each other. And like his jokes were like kind of more serious jokes. Mm-hmm. And they were rooted in like teasing and jabs. Rather than like communicating, it was like weird jokes and jabs.
Right. So sort of like passive aggressive. Right.
And I would get so annoyed with that because I'm like, either you're misunderstanding me or I don't know what's going on. Like I'm lost in whatever it is that you're putting out.
Yeah.
Because you're not saying what you actually mean.
Right. Just come out and say it.
Right.
Right.
So we would fight and it was just like our senses of humor did not line up. Our communication did not line up. And I was like, just say it.
Yeah.
Like, be a man. Say what you have to say. Like, what are you doing? And so I would get, like, increasingly annoyed with the person because it just didn't make sense to me. And I'm like, ugh, you're wasting my time with this nonsense.
Yeah. I guess that could be pretty frustrating. So, because then she asked her friend, she says, would you rather have a sensitive guy or a douchebag? And she's like, a douchebag. And she's like, yeah, I agree, you know. So I don't know what that is. But
well, I feel like because then you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And you're not going to be surprised all of a sudden when they like are so weird to you. And it's like more consistent. You're like, all right, I know what to expect. You're going to be a douchebag. So I can wrap my head around that and prepare. But like with a sensitive guy, you're just like, what are you saying and what are you feeling? I don't understand.
Yeah.
And it's not because we don't want somebody that has feelings. That's like also a misconception. We want somebody that is either like self-aware enough to communicate their feelings or to communicate them in a way that's like cut and dry.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I guess it is a manly thing to come out and say it. You know, I mean, you can't just like beat around the bush and stuff.
Like be direct. I guess the whole thing is like if you're going to be sensitive, be direct about what you're being sensitive about. Like, of course, I want somebody that thinks and feels and cares and puts thought into things and is possibly romantic. Like, it's not so black and white where it's like, well, if you're sensitive, you're romantic. And if you're not so sensitive that you're not romantic.
You're not romantic.
It's just how you display your feelings. Like, I'm not that sensitive.
Right.
But I feel and think and, like, I'm romantic and I love and the whole thing. But, like,
right.
I would rather tell you that.
So you're looking at the positive side of sensitive. They were not. They were looking at, like, you know, these guys are being, like, difficult. Maybe they get hurt easily or something, you know.
Well, I do that, too. I think the thing we have to remember as females is, like, if men are listening and they're trying to be what we want them to be, we need to explain what we want better.
Right.
So we can't just say we don't like sensitive guys. Because that just rules out all the ones that are sensitive that communicate properly.
Right.
We want to rule out passive-aggressive babies. Yeah. People that can't, they have like a low emotional quotient.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This city is different. You know, I mean, I keep hearing that all the time as far as dating goes and stuff, you know, different from other places. And I think it's because in other places also you have more interaction with people just on the street, even people you don't know, you know. And here it's sort of like everything is so, what's the word I'm looking for? Sterile. You know, it seems as though people don't really come in contact with people unless you're like in a bar or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But not on the street, you know. And and also a lot of people competing for attention, you know. I mean,
and also a lot of like creative types live here. So I feel like the more creative you are, the least grounded, the less grounded you are in logic.
I mean, that's sort of a generalization.
But you know? It's because it's like they're living in some weird, like, emotional world where it's like, great, it's good to be in touch with your emotions. It's great to be, like, feeling and thinking and all of those things. But, like, you have to bring it back down and, like, I don't know. People get lost in their emotions. I've seen a lot of people just be, like, highly dramatic.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? And your world is not a stage.
Yeah.
A stage is a stage. You don't have to be so dramatic all the time.
Yeah. Well, I guess that answers my question. You know, now I understand what they meant. But it was funny that way, you know. And you hear, you hear things and stuff. But it's amazing how people view things differently, you know, from different cities and stuff. And I had this woman and her daughter from Oklahoma. And fun people, you know, really fun people and stuff. And they're like, yeah, LA is so different from where we are from, you know.
Yeah. A friend of mine actually was in town yesterday for like 24 hours. And so we had dinner and he was telling me about dating in New York. And he was saying how, like, it's the worst because of whatever he faces. Like, he's, like, telling me stories about these girls he's been dating or, like, that he comes in contact with. And, like, one girl walked into his apartment and said, like, his room was really small. His bedroom was really small.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Like, who says that?
Yeah.
Like, this is a very expensive apartment, and space in New York is small. So,
right.
Of course it's going to be small. Yeah. You're from New York. You know this. And she lives at home with her parents. So, like, you don't even have an apartment.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, how can you judge, you know?
And I was like, well, that's, I would rather face that than the things I face.
Really?
Here, yeah. And I was telling him stories, and he's like, what? Like, it was just like, I guess the grass is always greener, and also, like, our versions of weird come in different packages, but I would rather have his weird.
Really?
Yeah. Plus, I mean, he also meets people in, like, because, like, at New York, you're just always out and about. You meet people, I think, more frequently in person. And he was like, yeah, the people I meet on these apps are the weirdest ones.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. And, you know, I've been reading this book on dating. It's online, or modern dating, let's say. But
Aziz Ansari's book.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And I will get it to you. It just takes me a while because I'm reading five books at the same time. But, yeah, I mean, people, you know, they have, like, focus groups and stuff. And some guys have, like, this guy says, you know, I get tired of this because it's so much effort and so much work. So what he started doing, he said, he started doing copy and paste, like, form letters to everybody. And you know what? They're saying it works better than when he customized it to each woman, because maybe it also gives them a bigger number, you know, to approach and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just like sort of like throw it at the wall and see what sticks, you know.
Yeah.
But they say that it does seem to work. So I don't know how some women don't notice that it's just a form letter. You know, but maybe he doesn't care. He just is looking for that one that's going to identify with that or something.
Yeah.
You know, with that message. But it's weird, yeah, because people don't necessarily come out and say what they want. And these apps are like games, you know. It's like, I don't know, it's like even when you make contact. I think they're saying, in fact, they're saying that if you want to find someone to get married, then Match.com. I think I said that, but
yeah.
But
I've found a couple of friends that have found good relationships from, like, Tinder.
Right, and you mentioned that, right. But I think the overwhelming majority do not.
Well, that's because who knows what people's intentions are on there. Like, not everyone's are the same, so
right.
There's going to be a lot of hit and misses.
Right, yeah. It's funny, though. I mean, it seems like almost every woman is like, you know, no hookups, looking for long-term relationship. Well, okay, so why are you on Tinder? You know, look for something more serious. Because people, the bottom line, Jen, is I know you said people look at the, or at least maybe you look at the descriptions and everything. The bottom line is people look at pictures first of all. And, you know, if you don't like the picture, you move on. So, and some don't write anything. It's like, what am I supposed to go based on? Just the picture.
Right.
So, but pictures don't really capture a person. You can't really tell anything about
Well, that. Speaking of that, actually, I was out with friends on Saturday night, and, like, I was at a table with a bunch of, like, six of my guy friends and just me. And so one of them found his girlfriend on Tinder. So I gave him my phone and I was like, do it for me. Go Tinder for me. And he was like all about it because he hasn't been on since he met his girlfriend. And he was like, wow, this is so fun. Like, let me do it. I'll find someone for you. I'll find a couple options for you. So he already knew what I'm looking for and, like, what he thinks I should find because he's a friend. So he cares about my interests. And he also, like, looked at my profile. And I was like, tell me if my profile's wrong. Like, is this bad? Like, what am I finding, you know? So he looked at my profile. He's like, wow, actually, this is a great profile.
Right.
He's like, you picked great photos that show, like, all aspects of your life. Like, you got your mom in there. You got your family in there. You've got you being funny. You've got your work, like, photo. You've got pretty friends. You've got, like, shows, like, exactly who you are. And the description, he's like, it's intense because you're, like, pretty much putting it out there. You're like, this is what I want and don't want.
Right.
And he's like, but that weeds out the idiots. So great.
Yeah, exactly.
So then he was like, you know, swiping for me. And he found me some like interesting
So prospect. He pretended to be a woman.
He was me.
Oh, he was using your account.
Right. He was swiping for me. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, on your phone.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I thought he like created a whole account to look for someone for you. I don't know what's going on.
No. So we'll see. I'm going to see who he found me in my matches and see if I want to talk to anyone.
Yeah. So how many matches do you get usually?
A lot.
A lot, right? See, that's the thing. I mean, the experience for online dating is different for women and men. You know,
well,
women,
that's because men tend to swipe and, like, they'll do strength in numbers. So they'll swipe right on everyone, and then whoever bites is who then they'll decide they want to talk to or not.
No, I know. But the thing is if they don't get a match, they don't get a match.
Right.
You know, so I'm just talking about getting matches and stuff. So it's, it's a whole different experience. And they were discussing that, too. I mean, because, look, a guy has to stand out with their message, like, right away, because if you get, like, hundreds, how can you possibly go through all of them?
Right.
You
know? So, I don't.
Right.
I get bored very easily.
So, well, what do you think strikes your interest when you see something? Like, when you have, like, a whole list of matches.
If they write me more than just hi.
Okay.
Or, like, something generic, like, how's your day? Like, I've talked about that. Like,
right.
That's
yeah.
just stupid.
That's small talk, right?
Right. And, like, my day's fine. It's obviously fine. And if anything wasn't fine, I'm not going to tell you.
No, that's true. But you know what? When you meet people, don't you ask them, how are you? Or how are you doing?
No. Because I don't know them well enough to ask, how are you?
Right.
That's not the first thing I would say.
But it's a greeting. It's not really a question. Nobody really cares what you're going to say anyway.
Right, which is why I would hope that somebody could be more inventive. Like, I've given you photos. I've given you a description. Like, you can figure something else out.
Right.
I've seen people have written me like, hi, Jennifer with one N, because I have one N in my name. And then they'll be like, cute onesie. Because in one of my photos, it's my family at Christmas, and I'm wearing a onesie.
Right.
So they'll write me something like that, like, and I'll be like, thanks. And then I'll go and find something in their pictures.
Right.
And then we'll talk about those. Or, like, or they'll be like, hi, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
How's your weekend going? That's, to me, more specific than how are you.
Right.
Because then I can talk about what I'm doing this weekend. Then we can find things within that to talk about.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, okay. Where do you hike, if you hike? Like, what are your favorite places to go? And what part of town do you live in? Like,
yeah.
Because you're obviously telling me things that are beachy that you're doing over the weekend.
Yeah. But it starts to sound like each one sounds the same, you know? It's like, so what do you like? What do you do? What this? What that?
Well, but then, like, it's your personality that comes through. Like, one guy wrote me, and he's British. And so, like, the things he said were pretty funny because he's British. So he's got a British sense of humor. And so, like, I don't know. And then he has a kid. So we're talking about his kid. And, like, I don't know. Mm. I feel like you have to be specific. You have to be who you are. Because if you are
just... And the first message, you get only one chance.
Right. If you're generic, you're literally going to be forgotten.
Yeah. Exactly.
Also, if you don't spell my name right, I already banish you.
Yeah, remember that, folks. Get the name right.
I mean, it's literally right there.
Yeah.
It's right. It's when you're writing me, it's right above it.
Exactly.
So you have no reason to spell my name wrong. I get autocorrect changes it, but be smarter than that.
Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, sometimes you get, like, weird names, and you got to make sure you spell them correctly.
Right.
You know?
That's the one thing that differentiates you from anybody else.
Right.
Is your name.
And your name, yeah. And it's an important thing. It's important to people. So if you misspell it, it's sort of like, like disrespect in a way. You know?
I think so.
Yeah. Hold on. There's a phone call. Let's see. It's probably the wrong number. But let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Casey.
Casey!
Oh, Casey, finally calling us. Wow.
Wow.
How's it going, Casey?
It's going good. It's kind of slow and quiet, so I have to let me call right now while I have a little time.
Sounds good. Well, for everybody who doesn't know Casey, he's our attendant downstairs, the valet attendant, and he always takes care of us and the guests in the most amazing way. And we have to thank you for that, Casey. And you also listen to our show, which we greatly appreciate.
I love the show.
Thank you.
I love the show. Get my mornings going.
Yeah,
exactly. Get me back to reality.
I know, but unfortunately, you can't come up here. because you're busy. You can't leave your...
I don't think my bosses would like to know I'm up there hanging out, having a good time.
I know. So, Casey, have you been listening to the show? Do you have anything to say about dating and so forth, online dating?
Well, I'm not really big on the online dating thing. I tend to, like, I'm a romantic. I like to meet people in streets, like, and, you know, walk of life. I really don't have any profiles or anything. I learned a lot from Jen from just talking about it. She tells me about it. Like, I've never swiped left or right. I have no idea what that means, but, you know... I'm not really out of it. I mean, I go to a lot of parties. I throw parties. So I have a lot of events. So I see people. So
yeah.
I don't tend to need to be out there. And I might try it out, because my friends are disgusted with the ladies I date, I guess.
They're disgusted with them?
They don't like them. They're just saying, Casey, she's a little young. I'm just like, well, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And the women my age tend not to like me because I guess they sound too carefree.
Oh, really?
But Yeah, I'm a hard guy to figure out. I have so many interests. I don't think, you know, I don't like to sit around. I like to experience life. And I don't know. I feel like people are kind of locked into certain things and they get stay there. And I want a big bubble. I want to try everything. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I believe in love. You know,
there you go. There you go. So I presume you're single and dating at this point. But you know what? The thing is, look, if you meet people in person, it's superior every time, you know, because you never know a person until you actually meet them in person, you know. And
yeah, see, that's why it all works for me, because once I meet them, I see that there's a general attraction, and I decide if I want to move on. You know,
right.
If I see a lady, I like to approach women. I'm not intimidated by it. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't have a problem with it, really.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
I promised myself that I'm going to find a nice woman this year because my son demands it.
Really?
It's bad when your son and your ex is trying to hook you up with somebody. I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
What's something you say to somebody?
They think I'm a great guy. They think I should be out like that. I shouldn't be out. They think I should have one girlfriend.
You should. If that's what you want, that's what you should have. What's something you say to a girl when you walk up to them? Like, what's your first line?
What's my first? Well, you know me, I'm a fashion guy, so definitely I go into style and what you look like and what you're wearing. And so I can really look at a woman and be like, oh, I like that cut of jean, or that's an amazing color. That color is amazing on you. And then that just starts the conversation alone right there. And
right.
Women are pretty much impressed with my fashion background, so I just, you know, I take it from there. It's not hard for me to get it going. I'm a good freestyler. I see something, like it could be our eyes, our hair, or hair color, or... shoot anything. I just start with there and then we go.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you're a very outgoing guy and you're not afraid. You're very confident and it's probably attractive to women, you know?
Yeah. Yes, it is. But, you know, like I said, I have a friend that's getting married in 2 months and they put me down Casey plus one because I'm in the wedding and they said I have to bring someone age appropriate. I don't know what that means.
Age appropriate.
I'm on a mission right now to find someone who I can bring around family and friends and they can be like, oh, she can actually talk. I'm a weirdo. I don't know. I went through this phase where I had a bad breakup and I said, I'm never going to fall in love again.
Wow.
Does that happen to men when you get hurt? Like, you just, like, shut down and you're like, never again. I'm not going to let that happen.
Well, it hurts so bad. I mean, and the thing is why it hurts so bad, because she wanted to get married, and I said the wrong thing. I should have said that I don't want to get married now instead of saying I don't want to get married.
Right.
Because when she met me, I was coming out of a divorce. So I was kind of jaded a little bit, a little nervous about getting into it. And and she's a great girl. I mean, you know, she found me in a great time because I was down, and I went back to school to get my degree, and she was on campus, and she kind of brought me up, so she kind of rescued me, and then she wanted to be me and her, and I said the wrong thing, so I was kind of punishing myself by not going back into a relationship again. So I became this international man of leisure, and you know, it got boring because I felt like I'm deeper than that.
Yeah.
Than just hit this person. I wanted to grow with somebody, you know.
Yeah.
Like, so, I'm going to England and I bought two tickets. I'm paying for two tickets to go to England, so I plan to take someone with me to England next December.
That's so, a good plan. Yeah, just practice. Have the ticket ready. There you go. I'm sure you're gonna find someone easily to travel with you. That's not a problem.
But you know, Sam, it's at a point where I'm just bored with the whole dating thing.
Yeah,
I'm bored with the interview process of getting to know someone. It's not exciting to me anymore.
Yeah. Huh. Wow. So how long have you been dating that you got tired of it?
Say that again, please.
How long have you been dating now that you're tired of it?
Oh God. It's been over 11 years.
Wow, you're a professional. Then.
But you know, my dating is it's kind of weird. Like I tell my friends, once I learn the last name, I'm out. I don't want to. But now I want to be a different person. I want to grow. So I've cut off a lot of people. I think I've told Dennis before. I've cut off a lot of people. I'm starting fresh. Got rid of a lot of things, people I don't want to deal with. So I'm really completely, fully single right now, and this is scary to me because there's no one there when I want to talk. There's no one there if I want to do something.
You got to talk to yourself.
Say it again?
You got to talk to yourself and like really spend time with you and figure out what you
want. Oh my God, you know I'm the guy who's always asked with the friends who are couples. I'm always the odd guy. if there's nine of us, I'm the nine, you know, so it's like... That gets boring because now I'm going to the matchmaking thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I've got a great girl for you, Kate. And like I said, I'm weird because I'm African-American or Jamaican African-American, and I'm into different things. Like, I surf. And so if you try to get certain people, oh, I'm going to go surf. And they're like, what? You surf? I'm like, yeah, that's what I do. That's my zen. Oh, that's my yoga. That's what I relax.
Yeah.
So it's weird. I'm a weird guy. I know that.
There's nothing weird about you wanting to surf, though.
Huh?
There's nothing weird about you wanting to surf. It's fun.
Well, in the black community, it's very odd.
Really? So, wow, that's news to me, man.
You know, I have my son who's 20, and he's like my best friend. You know, he says I'm a great dad, so he told me, Dad, you don't have to worry about me. I'm 20. Do your thing. Please meet someone nice. So that's what he's been telling me.
There you go.
Cute. What a great son. You raised a good guy. So, it is your time to find someone then.
So that's my new thing.
Yeah. And it's just the timing, you know. I mean, it sounds like that woman that broke your heart, it was, it was like...
I broke my own heart, Sam.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's because you didn't want to... you said it hurt bad. That's why I'm referring to that.
Yeah, because I really loved her.
Right. And that's the thing, you know, it was just the bad timing. You weren't ready for that because you met right after you were divorced and all that, you know, and who's ready for another marriage right away, you know? So
yeah, you know, and she felt for... Hey, Lee, how you doing? She felt for me earlier than I felt for her like that, so... Like you said, it was timing. It was pretty bad timing.
Yeah.
But I enjoy you guys, man.
Thank you, Casey.
We enjoy you.
I see my boss is looking at me, so I'm walking away.
Yeah, no, you got to go. I know you got to go,
I'm going to call in regularly because I love the show.
Thank you very much. I want to talk to you
about the gang thing, though, Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So call us again when you have some time, Casey. And thanks so much for calling, man.
Yeah, I'll call back. Well, we have to talk about that because I have some points I want to get to you guys about that because
it's
a very silly thing. It's very dangerous what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, we'd love to hear about that, Casey.
All right.
And we'll see you later, man. Take care.
Jen, Sam, I love you guys like cooked food. I see you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Like cooked food?
Yeah.
I like that too, yeah. Cooked food.
That's funny.
What a concept. Yeah, they say that, you know, apparently you can stay on text, but you're not going to find the person until you're not going to find out anything about them until you actually meet them, which is true, you know. So, but there's definitely room for this. I think you expose yourself to a lot of opportunities and everything. But from what I'm hearing from people, it's just like swipe right or left, you know. Nobody's really stopping to think, to see, well, let me see this person, let me see what they wrote, Maybe online it's different, but, you know, that's just my experience. But Yeah, at any rate, you know, obviously online dating is a totally different experience for women and men.
Yeah.
You know, and because the men usually are the ones that are doing the pursuing, you know, so so obviously they don't get as many as women do. I mean, it boggles my mind to get hundreds of matches or requests or messages every day. I mean, my God, how do you go through it all?
I don't know. I mean, I can barely write back to friends. Actually, this morning when I pulled into the valet, I said to Casey, shit, I owe you a text. I totally forgot to even write back. Mm-hmm. And it was not because I didn't want to. I literally get lost in my text messages. So if I like don't write back immediately, I'm like, oh, okay, to-do list. Must write back to the following people. Haven't done that yet. You know, like you just... Because also now there's the... You don't want to write to people and be on your phone when you're with other people. So then you have to wait and write them later. And then if you forget, you forgot.
Right.
So I miss a lot of things because I'm trying to be present with other people.
Right.
And it just becomes a whole mess.
Yeah. So you carry like long conversations by text?
No, but like, I mean, I'm in touch with people by text. So if we write each other, it's over text.
Right. No, I understand. But like, let's say you're having a conversation. Do you have like long conversations?
Do you mean with like...
Through text?
Like dating people or like...
No, anybody. Apps? Anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not long conversations.
So for
but
you, like texting is actually... I mean, it is a way to communicate. It's
yeah,
just
I mean,
see
all my
later or,
best friends are like, we'll talk to each other throughout the day and it'll be like a quick thing here, a quick thing there. And like, or like somebody will be like, what do you think if I do this? Or when am I seeing you this week? And we'll make plans, but like, obviously it's text. So over time you just like respond when you can.
Right.
So I guess it is a long conversation because it's over time. But.
Right. And I find it to be very convenient because you can carry the conversation while you're doing other things. You know?
Right.
I mean, you go in the car, you arrive somewhere, you come back, you've done your shopping, and you're still texting and communicating with the person.
Exactly.
You know? Where you can't do that with a phone call.
Right. But the tricky part is remembering to write back if you're doing other things.
Right.
And like, you know.
That's why I try to answer right away. But you're right. I mean, once you've, you know, if it's not marked as a new message, you're going to forget.
Right.
You know. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we need someone to manage our contacts.
Well, I think there's a way to like mark a text as unread.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to do it.
Hmm. You think there is?
I think there should be.
There should be, yeah.
Maybe there isn't.
I don't think there is. I've never seen that feature.
No, I don't see it.
Yeah. Oh, well. So, yeah, a lot of things happening. Did you see all these fires in California?
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying 9,300 firefighters are now battling 21 for wildfires. That's a lot of people.
That is, and not a lot of water.
No. And they're saying it just gets worse from lightning and the drought that's dried out everything.
So what do we do?
What do we do, Jen? I don't know. I don't know. We don't get rain. Maybe do the rain dance or something. I don't know. But, it's pretty bad. And when you think all these people are risking their lives, you know, just to save us, it's pretty noble, you know. I mean, yes, they get paid for it and everything, but still... They don't have to do that. They don't
right. Like, their risk is a lot higher risk than us coming to do a radio show.
Yeah.
Like, our biggest risk coming here is, will I find parking? Or will the internet be out?
Yeah,
will
there
the
you
guests
go.
Show up? Will we have topics?
Yeah, that's true. That's hardly any stress, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah. But...
Man, is perspective a great thing?
Yeah. No, that's true. The what baffles me is that, you know, you look outside here in California and everything's green. How can it be green when we're having a drought? You know, and still everything is green. Trees and bushes. And
not
lawns.
In Beverly Hills. In fact, no? In Beverly Hills, the like center area of all the streets, it's like this like grassy.
Yeah, the
you know,
little
like,
park.
Yeah, and right? It like travels all the way through Beverly Hills, and it's beautiful, right. Or it was. Now it's brown because they have signs up that say we're not watering the lawn.
Oh, wow.
Because of the drought.
Yeah.
Which is great. And also, it's smart to put a sign up that says that because otherwise it looks like what the hell happened to Beverly Hills. But it's more in support of not wasting water.
Right. No, which makes
and
sense.
And if Beverly Hills can do that and risk looking beautiful, right. I think, you know, obviously people need to get on board. And
right.
And,
but those are lawns and stuff. I'm talking like about trees. Nobody waters trees, you know. No. I mean, the thing is they're in the middle of the street or whatever.
Yeah, but like aren't our trees indigenous to this part of the earth? Like it's like a deserty, like... land.
Probably. So. Yeah, probably. But, I mean, you'd think they get some water, but, yeah. But that's really baffling to me because you drive through streets and everything's green and it just feels nice. But then you go, where's all this water coming from? So, yeah, I don't know. Everybody now is hanging their hopes on El Nino this winter.
Yeah.
Hoping that it'll come in and drop a lot of rain. Last time, I remember it dropped a lot of rain, but it created a lot of flooding, too. But we'll take anything at this point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. We're not equipped for flooding.
No.
Like in Miami, when there's rain, it goes away.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because it's built for that.
Yeah.
There's a sewage system.
Yeah, like the irrigation and sewer right. and everything. Yeah.
So here, I don't know what happened when they built this place, but...
Yeah. They never planned on it. That's true.
No, but you know what? If that's the case, though, it's because it didn't rain that much here. And so whatever the trees are also haven't experienced much rain. So they're...
Yeah.
They do just fine.
Right.
Like our view is pretty nice.
Yeah, we have a nice view. Very cool. But yeah, LA is like that. I remember when I used to... when I lived in Vegas... where obviously everything is dry and brown, and I would come here to visit, it was so striking, the difference.
Yeah.
You know, really, really different. So that was cool. So, yeah, lots of fires in California, man. 21 fires.
I'm surprised my mom hasn't called me to tell me to be careful.
Really?
Because she calls me anytime something happens in the biggest state.
Yeah.
Even if it's far away. Or, like, but, she just doesn't know the map of L.A., so she doesn't know how far, like, the valley is from West Hollywood. Or
right,
like,
and it's like wildfires. I mean, they're not really close, you know. A lot of them are, like, in forests and things
right,
like
but
that.
She doesn't know where I am.
Right.
So, or where
it's
they
California,
are.
California, right.
So, if something happens, she's like, it's happening to you, I know it. I'm like, no,
right. Yeah.
It's actually not.
And the funny thing is, if someone's calling from another country, they're going to ask, you know, so, just because you're in the United States, they'll ask, oh, are you okay? You know, if
right.
something happened, like, in...
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, are you okay? Yeah, well, there's 300 million people in this country.
Right, and there's 50 states, so yeah. I happen to not be near that particular state, but I feel for them. I watched some interesting things this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what, movies?
Yeah, so I've been hanging out with my friend, my best friend, Kate, and so we, Friday night, we did, like, Christmas in July. So we, like, watched Christmas movies in July. And girlfriends came over, and we ordered dinner and had a lot of fun. And we wore, like, cute clothes. So before that, though, we started watching Unreal on Lifetime. It's, like, the mock-you show on Lifetime about The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Okay.
And so it's, like, behind the scenes and, like, what the producers do to, like, construct the show that is brilliant. And so it's so addicting. It's almost better than watching actual Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I want to know what happens behind the scenes.
Right.
Like, the producers, what they do to get these people to be crazy or to put them in scenarios that will bring out the craziest version of them. It's, like, masterful the way that they screw with your brain.
Yeah, manipulate.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. I can't
really?
Wait. We watched 8 episodes this weekend. And so we've got, I think... 2 or 3 left, maybe 4.
Really?
I don't know. All I want to do is get home and watch it.
What is that, Netflix or something? What is it on? Oh, Lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we watched that. And then also the other thing we watched was The Secret Life of Marilyn Monroe,
mm-hmm.
which was, I think, also a Lifetime series. It was like a two-part miniseries. And it was fascinating. It was so well done to, like, reveal what happened to Marilyn Monroe and, like, how she became who she was and the issues she faced, which I had no idea about. I didn't know that she was, like, I think schizophrenic or, like, bipolar. I think she was both.
Yeah.
She was paranoid. She was a paranoid schizophrenic. And her mom was, too.
Yeah.
And she was on all kinds of pills. And she was actually a really smart woman.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Now, how did she die?
Overdose. Of pills. Yeah.
So it wasn't suicide. I mean, she didn't plan on it, right?
Or maybe. No, I think she did because she had tried in the past.
Yeah?
Yeah. And also to see her relationship with, like, Joe DiMaggio and, like, her obsession with JFK. Like, we don't know for sure even if that was a confirmed relationship or if she just imagined it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting. But, yeah, I mean, but someone who tries to kill themselves a couple times, obviously, suffered from some mental illness, you know?
Yeah, and her mom did too. And her mom, you know, like, she was raised by different people because her mom wasn't suited to take care of her. And her mom actually tried to kill herself to become less of a burden for Marilyn, who had to take care of her. And then Marilyn died, and her mom, like, survived 20 years after her.
Wow, how tragic.
Yeah.
Wow. Very interesting. Yeah, but I know she's an interesting person. I never really read up on her, which I probably should, you know. I
mean, it's fascinating.
She's a phenomenon, you know.
Yeah, I mean, she created this person.
Yeah.
She wasn't anything like that. She was, you know, a brunette named Norma Jean Mortensen, you know, and then she one day heard someone's voice and replicated that, and she mimicked that, and then she took on this persona, and she dyed her hair blonde, and she became like a bombshell because she knew that's what people wanted.
Right.
But she wasn't that way. And I think in the movie she described herself as like the smartest brunette playing a blonde, a dumb blonde.
Yeah.
She orchestrated it, so she knew what she was doing. Which is
very
cool.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, some people do that. They create, like, characters, you know, of what they think people want.
Right.
I was reading the book by Kiss and Gene Simmons, and that's what he was saying, that Kiss was manufactured because he had bands before and they were playing totally different things. And then they wanted to see, okay, well, what do people want to listen to right now? And they created all these costumes and everything and their look and created a brand. And yeah, so I see where she was coming from, you know. But she was probably one of the first ones to do that.
Yeah, it's just so impressive. Also, like, I mean, I always assumed she was a dumb blonde that, like, was in movies like Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. But she wanted bigger things for herself. She wanted to be in more movies like The Misfits, and, like, I mean, her marriages were so interesting, and what her husbands would say about her. She was married to Arthur Miller.
Yeah.
I mean, a playwright, you know, like, and Joe DiMaggio, and, like, she was married to very interesting men, and I don't know, I think I probably always assumed that she was who she portrayed, but she was this other person, so it was interesting to hear the truth.
Yeah.
Or what they said was the truth.
So while she was alive, she didn't make it clear that she was manufacturing this character, right?
No, only the people that knew her when she was growing up probably knew that.
Right.
Because she kept the Marilyn thing going so long, and the name Marilyn was constructed by, like, you know, her mom's maiden name was Monroe, and then Marilyn was just alliteration or something. So they just named her Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, interesting.
Because Norma Jean Monroe didn't sound that good.
Didn't sound good.
And Mortensen definitely didn't sound great.
Yeah.
And then she got married and her last name was Dougherty, so that wasn't a cute name either.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting.
Totally fascinating.
Yeah.
Also to see, like, that period of time where, like, the cars and the glamour and how you got jobs back then as an actress was so different.
Different, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. But I guess people still complain that women are not being treated well in Hollywood. I was reading something by Emma Thompson who said, you know, it's like... I mean, the situation for women is still way far behind or something. She just said, she used something like it's all shit or something, you know. Or so apparently still there's people that think there's unfairness in that. But yeah, I want to go see Mission Impossible. They're saying it's amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Tom Cruise is known for doing his own stunts, but this time, apparently he, like, hangs onto an airplane that's flying. I mean, I don't know how they did that, but, I mean, I didn't see the scene. But if you saw the previous one, did you see the last one? Did you see any of them?
It's not really my jam.
No, it's not your genre. Yeah. Okay, so I won't tell you about it.
I mean, you
can. But they were suspended from the tallest building in Dubai. And that was a stunt, too, but I don't know how they did that, man. That thing is tall. And what else? What other movie did I want to see? The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is coming up soon.
Yeah, what is that about?
That's a...
remake?
That was a series. It was a series in the 60s, 70s, like secret agents and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is... bless you.
Thank you.
The funny thing is there were other shows that were similar at the time. I've never seen The Man from U.N.C.L.E. even once because it never made it to Israel, you know?
Mm.
So, and that was the time that, I would have seen it when I was really young. So it wasn't there. So I knew of it, but I've never actually watched it. So so I'm dying to see the movie, too, and see what it's like. But it wouldn't be bad to actually catch the original series and check it out a little bit.
The great thing about like Netflix and all those is that you can bring things back.
Yeah, yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah. Now, but there's, you see, I think, now on Netflix, you never have to pay for a movie that you find, right?
No, because you've already paid for the service.
Right. You see, on Amazon, you have, well, you pay Prime, but that's for something else anyway. So that's for 2-day free shipping, which I paid like $100 a year or something. But when you have Prime, you can use all their services, including a lot of free video, which is like Netflix and very, very sophisticated. And but not all the movies are available. So
right.
Some of them, if you want them, they cost money, like $2-3 or something.
I don't watch those.
Yeah.
I but, watch the free
yeah.
ones.
Yeah, I know, because most of the movies we watch are not obscure like that.
Well, no, it's not that it's obscure. It might just be more like a newer movie that came out, and they're going to still charge you.
Oh, yeah. Well, those are the very new ones, yeah. But, yeah, I mean...
Actually, there are some classic movies that I've tried to watch that are ones you have to pay for as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they decide what is free and what isn't free.
Right.
But...
yeah, just supply and demand, I think, you know. But... yeah, so that's interesting. I find a lot of cool movies there. And
I watched the Marilyn movie on Amazon. I had to pay for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like $6.99 total for both parts in HD. Hmm. Not bad.
Not bad at all, you know, when you're a couple of people watching. I mean, yeah, people sometimes forget just the price for one ticket is like, what, $13 now? $15 almost?
More, I think. Like $15.
Wow. I haven't been to the movies in a while then. $15? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that's for one person. So it's worth watching at home, I guess. There's still movies. Yeah, I don't know where, like, the movies from last year, like the Oscar winners, are still not available for free. I don't understand that at all on Amazon.
Well, because it's only been a year.
Yeah, but aren't they available on Netflix already? Like The Imitation Game and what other ones? I can't remember the movies that
not were. Sure, but I would guess that there's probably reasons behind it. I don't know why or how they do their pricing.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, enough garbage for one day, folks. Just kidding. You know, it's funny because there's a protest in Hong Kong that breasts are not weapons. I don't know if you heard that, but apparently this cop was struggling with this woman and they charged her with assault with her breast because it touched his arm. And then she said that that he was fondling her or something like that, molesting her. So there's like a whole thing people are saying, really? So, you know, this one person, I believe, we're all baffled as to how a breast attack works. So there you go, man. Ridiculous things that happen around the world. All right. Well, folks, thank you all for joining us. Jen, thank you.
Thank you.
And see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen right here on LA Talk Radio.